Now, if you've been counting, it is about a month since Easter Day, because Easter Day was the first Sunday in April, and this is the first Sunday in May. And a month ago, we were having Easter egg hunts and decorating crosses with flowers and celebrating and doing all sorts of things, but it still is Eastertide. But I wonder what Jesus' disciples were doing and thinking and saying to each other a month after they had discovered Jesus had been raised from the dead. Because it was all still a bit strange. They didn't quite know. Some of them had seen Jesus, but they hadn't seen him in quite the same way, because although he came and he ate food with them, he kind of appeared and disappeared, and he wasn't there all the time. So they knew that Jesus was there and alive, but they also knew it was different. If you had been one of those disciples, I wonder what sort of questions might be in your mind, or what you might have been wanting to ask or say or do. Have any of you got any questions? I'm not going to make you create something, but sometimes people have questions and ideas. Sorry? Why is Jesus different? I mean, that is the fundamental question. And I think the disciples were asking it, and a huge amount of the New Testament, especially the letters, are trying to explore that question. And that's what we are all doing all our lives. What was happening? They were beginning to work out it was to do with Jesus being God, but they were sort of on the way there. I think they might also have remembered some of the things they did together, and maybe some of the things that Jesus said. And they thought, I wonder if some of the things Jesus said are a clue to what we should be doing now. He's sort of not quite here. So I worked out there is something in that was said that I read in that gospel, and it was even in the prayer at the beginning, which is one of the things that I think they remembered. See, it's between, there's four of these. They're all slightly different. One for you. Another one here. One. You're going to maybe have to share one, but there will be other things to deal with. Can you open them? And if you have got one, stand up with it and hold it so that not just you can see it, but everyone can see it. And we'll see if we can get them in the right order. What do you think is the... Right, brilliant, yes, I am. If we're going to be reading, we'll go on that side. Can you help get them in the right order? We'll go round. I am. Can you remember? Okay, everyone, which one comes next after I am?
The way.
The way, right, so we'll get the way there. What comes next? Truth and life. Bring, hold them up high. Turn around slightly so that the choir can see. Turn around that way so that people over there can see. Brilliant. I am the way, the truth and the life. They said, okay, you can sit down for a minute, we will come back to them at the end. That was actually them remembering, and one of the disciples we're remembering today, Philip was someone there, remembering a conversation they had with Jesus the night before he died. And because it was the night before he died, it was probably quite an important memory for them. But I suspect they also remembered and talked about it because they weren't quite clear what it meant. From what I was reading in the gospel, they were saying, look, what is the way? Where are you going? What are you doing? What does it all mean? After Easter, what the disciples and other followers of Jesus, in those days and weeks after Easter, then in fact for the years after that, were the sort of things that people were trying to work out. Hang on. So I have got in here some of the sorts of things that they might have been thinking about, because there are different, and I'm thinking now about the way, there's different ways about thinking, how is Jesus the way? So, come and choose something from here. You can each choose one. There may be more than one. If there's anything left, we'll... Right, so none of you have chosen this one, but that's fine. I'll just make sure there's anything... Oh, there's a crucial, something under there as well. I'm going to start with this one, which is footprints, because that will make us, that will remind us of how will you follow in the way? How will Jesus be the way if what we're thinking about is footprints and arrows and things? Yeah? Which way to go? And we start off by thinking it's a physical path, and then we think, so which way in my life will I go if my life is a journey? Is it a... The disciples did real journeys with Jesus, walking around the roads of Galilee and Judea. But they began thinking, maybe the way is our life. Okay, what other things have you chosen? Somebody show me, what have you got, Gabriel? Okay, wait a minute, a palm cross. Have you got any idea how a palm cross could be part of the way, that Jesus, the way of following Jesus? Anyone else? Sorry? Yeah. It was like him being on the cross is what gave... He went to the cross. So the way isn't always happy. It can be hard as well. And Jesus' way took him to the cross. I think you... Willow, you picked up a cross as well, didn't you? There he is a cross with a picture on it. Do you want to put the crosses there so we can just see them? What else have we got? Right, you're both... We have two people who've picked up a bandage and plasters. How might that be part of the way of following Jesus? Does my mind work in strange ways? About him dying, and it's also about other things. What did he do during his when he was alive? Have you got an idea? He made people. He healed people. So they are kind of symbols of healing, because the way of Jesus is a way of bringing healing and wholeness. So do you want to pop them on there? Have you unwrapped that to find out what's in it? What's in it? Bread. How is bread a sign of being on the way? Yes? Because when we meet, we have bread and wine. And have you got an additional thing? Yes? Yeah, and we say it's his sharing his body and his blood. So it's, we meet. But it isn't just that meal. Jesus spent his life having meals with, you know, the Gospels seem to be more full of him having meals with people than a large number of other things. But meeting and sharing and eating and sharing and talking together is how the disciples became a community and how they followed him and what was important. And they carried on doing that, actually, after he died. So there were a couple of other things you didn't pick up. What about this one? What do you think is this one? Just pictures of praying, yes. And praying is what the disciples noticed that Jesus did all the time. He prayed to God. And they began doing it, and that's what we do when we gather. In here, I'll put a bit, what's the title? Stories Jesus told. The story, they remembered the stories. And our Gospels are full of people remembering the stories and telling them, because they found that helpful in learning what God was like. And then I put something else in as I arrived today. Do you know what it is? Mary, what is this? It's a Christian Aid envelope, Christian Aid Week coming. Christian Aid Week again. What's it about? It's about helping people who need help. So following the way, it might be travelling, it might be going somewhere, but it's also doing the things that Jesus did and that Jesus showed us. But it still might not feel easy. Praying doesn't always feel easy. Helping doesn't always feel easy. The cross definitely isn't easy. Which is, I think, where we come back to this little sentence that we started with. So just pick up the words you had again. Because, and the most, in some ways, the important one, Willow, can you hold up that one? It's the one that says, I am. Jesus didn't just say to them, go and copy me, go on that way, go and do things. He said, I am the way. And which is being, we're still trying to work out exactly what it means, but it's that being, that Jesus is with us in everything that we're trying to do. All of these things that we try to do. If Jesus is the way, Jesus is with us. He's not just leaving us to get on with it, but is there always with us, encouraging us, showing us, like the best friend ever. They're with us sharing everything, so we're not alone. It's not just up to us. And that's what the disciples began to learn in those days after Easter, till they had the strength to go and do it, knowing that Jesus' Spirit was with them. So let's just stand up again and hold those words, because they're the important ones, and remind ourselves that the way, so hold up the way to God is the way of Jesus. The way to discovering the truth about us and the world is the truth of Jesus. And the way to God's life is sharing the life of Jesus. And that's the way for all of us, however old or young we are. So we will... One final reminder, get them in the right order again. Okay, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And that is how you come to God, said Jesus.